Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Arkansas, an outdoor paradise. People travel hundreds of miles to enjoy what, well, some of us take for granted. We aren't called the natural state without reason, with an abundance of rivers, lakes, and streams loaded with adventure. Scenic views that will take your breath away. Biking trails and back roads just begging to be discovered. Sit back and relax as Ray Tucker and longtime journalist Brian Hendricks explore our magnificent state with this week's edition of Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Brought to you by Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Get my homework.
All right, men, get saddled up over there. One of the, I won't call it a phenomenon, it's been going on for a good while now. Cycling is a big deal, and I think something that's big part of cycling, maybe major part, Donnie Van Patter's here, is mountain biking. I didn't know until you sent me some information that you mountain biking have races.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your big deal now?
I don't race anymore. I'm too old for that.
Scoot over that way so I can see you.
I just ride a lot.
There you go.
I still like to ride.
And speaking of mountain biking, cycling, we got a guy in here tonight that's the mecca. You got to get right up that microphone.
He is the cyclist. He's the mountain biker.
He's the man.
I'm used to be the man. I don't know if I'm definitely not the man anymore.
I think that if you've ever been the man, you're always the man.
Well, okay,
and I'll the man that. Tonight is Richard Majicek, and he is one of the best mountain bikers around. He grew up on a BMX bike, started working at a bike shop in January of 1987.
A little while ago,
and that's when the whole thing was new. So you were kind of one of the pioneers of mountain biking in Arkansas, and we were talking outside about all the things that you've been involved with, and rather than just read it off here, let's just kind of continue the conversation we've been having for the last 30 or 40 minutes.
Now I got to get you right up on that microphone, Richard.
Okay, sorry about
there you go. That's much
better.
Sir.
I grew up on a BMX bike, and in 87 when I started working at a shop. A guy that worked there took me to Burns Park on a borrowed mountain bike, and we rode the Boy Scout trails. They were not mountain bike trails. They were Boy Scout trails. And I was just blown away and just thought, man, this is so much fun. And so soon after, I bought my own mountain bike, and gosh, the rest is history. Racing for years and years, you know. Crashing, winning, losing, you know, it's all been done.
Are you amazed where the sport is today from when you started?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. I rode a trail today that's right off the river trail. I can ride there from my house. There's new trails now being built that aren't even open out at a place called Blue Mountain Recreational Area. That trail was intentionally built to be, you know, somewhat easy. And I was out there last week, saw a family of four, two kids, couldn't have been more than 11 or 12, mom and dad. And, I mean, it's so amazing to see that they're building easy trails. We're fixing to get a lift up in Northwest Arkansas, like a ski lift, but for mountain biking. It's incredible what's going on in this state, and it just doesn't seem to stop.
It was a big article in Bryan's newspaper, Democrat Gazette today, project underway in the MENA area.
MENA?
Arkansas to become the Colorado of mountain biking and bring tourism to the River Valley?
Oh, tourism is incredible for mountain biking especially. You can go anywhere in the state and find amazing trails and people that have jobs just to maintain those trails at Pinnacle Mountain. There's a person hired just to maintain the trails. And, I mean, it's incredible what I've seen. I was telling these guys I wish I'd kept a journal since I started working in 1987 and just wrote down the stuff. And I got a bunch of magazines. I could put a journal together probably of the history of it. But it's really incredible to see families out on the trail. And, I mean, it's just great.
When you mentioned getting started in 1987, and I guess your first ride on the Boy Scout trails was quite a bit before that. But I think about, you know, the clubs that professional golfers used in the 70s and 80s versus what they use now. Talk about the difference in the evolution of the bikes that you started out with and what you're selling now.
Oh, it's bicycles. I almost want to say they're easy to ride now because, you know, 26-inch wheel mountain bikes are practically non-existent anymore. They're 29-inch wheels, and there's also 27.5-inch. And it just, and we have suspension that is, you know, 4 and 5 and 6 inches of travel. And I've been looking through a lot of magazines from the early 90s when suspension started being developed. And they're saying, oh, we got this new long travel suspension. It's 53 millimeters of travel.
Yeah, that's hardly anything.
Yeah, 100 plus is normal now.
Right.
And the wheels are bigger, which makes the bump smaller. Your center of gravity in the bike is a little bit lower, so they're more stable. It's incredible.
Electronic shifting.
E-bikes are huge. You know, they just don't carry you up the mountain, but makes climbing the hills a lot easier. And it's incredible what I've seen.
You think about those old chromoly frames that they would have, and if you hit just right, you know, a weld would pop and the whole thing would just crater on you.
No, it's aluminum, carbon fiber, titanium, mostly carbon fiber and aluminum, but yeah, barely any steel. A little bit steel out there.
And so you've got friends who have a garage that's full of bicycles. They just don't get rid of them once they get something better.
Oh, I'm the guiltiest person there. I think there's 30 bikes at my house right now because I just don't want to let go of them for some reason. And then I started collecting bikes in the 90s as a Schwinn dealer, and it's like they're breeding or something. I'm not sure what's going on with them.
And we see these brands, there's so many of them, you know, there's Giant, and there's Trek, and there's Specialized, and there's, and Schwinn's still around, you know, Huffy, and people going out looking, you know, for a bike to buy. They may not want an entry-level bike, but they want something, but they don't know what to get. Where do you land them as a starting point?
Well, the best place to go is a bike shop. And, you know,
and you've got one of those, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the name of it, Richard?
Arkansas Cycling and Fitness. But yeah, go to a bike shop, test ride different kinds of bikes. You know, the people there are going to kind of pick your brain. What are you going to do? Are you really going to ride off road? Are you just going to ride a little gravel? You know, and show you the price ranges, fit you. The best thing to do is go to a bike shop. You know, sometimes you can find a good deal on a used bike if you know what you're looking for. So, but yeah, just it's great here. It's getting better and better each day, and it's great.
You know, we've been doing this show 10 or 11 years, and I remember a good while back that there was a delegation from Arkansas that went to Oregon, which they were at the time supposed to be the place in the mountain bike. And came back and realized and sold the state of Arkansas on the fact that, hey, this is huge for tourism if we take this and run with it.
Well, there's the park ranger in Devil's Den State Park. His name is Tim Scott. And he talked the state of Arkansas into letting him and another fellow that worked at the park go to Crested Butte, Colorado. And this was like in 87, 88. And to learn what a mountain bike festival was. And so he brought it back, and in, you know, 1988-89, he had the first mountain bike event. And he's the godfather of mountain biking in Arkansas. It's Tim Scott from Devil's Den State Park. Just a really great person, and you know.
Oh, yeah. You know. What's kind of funny is I go out of state a lot. I go to Colorado. I go to Montana. And they ask you, where are you from? You go, from Arkansas. Have you ever mountain biked at Bentonville? So we're on the map. Bentonville is the capital of the world for cycling now. And it's, I think the Walton brothers got it patented, the cycling capital of the world. They've had the it's the place to be, I know that.
That was abrupt.
I had the wrong one marked here. We got a new board. All right. We'll continue this conversation when we come back. Sorry about that.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Anthony Lucas, here to tell you about my favorite spot in Little Rock, Corky's. Sure, Corky's may look all ribs and barbecue on the outside, but did you know Corky's was also nominated for Central Arkansas's Best Catfish? And don't get me started on their chicken, shrimp, and nachos.
Those Big Joe burgers, Anthony.
Big Joe, when did you get here?
You're really stealing my thunder, Anthony. Corky's is my place.
No way you love Corky's like me, Joe.
Talk to me when you have your own menu item, Lucas.
Corky's ribs and barbecue.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Spring has sprung, and incredible deals are hatching at Guatney Buick GMC during their Spring Trade and Save sales event. This includes extraordinary savings on 2026 GMC Terrain front-wheel drive elevation, as low as $279 per month. Find a basket full of savings on GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation Crew Cab with Turbo Max engine, up to 20% below MSRP. Buick deals so good you won't hear a peep out of the competition. New Encore GX at just $199 a month. Plus, the entire Buick lineup is available at just 0.9% during the Spring Trade and Save sales event. Call 501-945-4444. Come see your peeps at Guatney Buick GMC. 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Some vehicles require qualifying trade-in. All offers with approved credit. Sierra based on MSRP of $55,370. Terrain and Encore are low mileage leases. See dealer for details.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
And we're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We're visiting with Richard Majicek and Donnie Van Patter, and we're talking all things bicycles. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about as we were talking during the break is you look at a bicycle and there's a universal look to them. And some, you guys, both of y'all are very loyal to your brands. Specialized is the brand that keeps coming up. What sets them apart? What makes a great bike versus a mediocre versus one you don't want?
Well, they just really R&D, push the envelope on, you know, how to make it better, how to make it lighter, how to make it perform better. And you know, the owner of that company is really, really driven, and he just says, make it better, make it better, make it better. And they keep doing it. So
are you going by making it better? Are you talking about better brakes, better light, you know, better weight? What are we talking about exactly?
Well, you know, the components like the brakes are also getting better and better, but that's not that the bicycle brand. It's the component maker that's mm-hmm. doing that. But just the way that they design bikes, you know, using carbon fiber, you can do amazing things with the stiffness and the compliance and just different things. And, you know, just they make the suspension work better, and it is more suspension and
durable.
And there's things that make them stiffen up by themselves when the trail gets smoother, and then immediately start being active when the trail gets rough. So
by flex and things like that, is that what?
Well, just the travel starting to work and then stopping working when it's smooth.
Got it.
Some of these bikes have a brain on the Specialized. It's got a brain on the chainstays, and it tells the bike how the trail is, the terrain, how it is, and it helps the bike. Richard probably can explain better. It helps the bike have better handling and better suspension, and just makes the bike ride much better. It's the wildest thing you've ever seen.
And that would be something I would need, because I would need a brain on the bike, because there's not one on the seat. You said it, I didn't. We were talking a little bit earlier about some of the races, the signature races around, like Donnie's going to the Tour de France this year.
Not racing.
Yeah, you're not in it.
Oh, come on, Donnie.
You're going to go check it out, but you were talking about one at Leadville, Colorado that perked my ears up. It takes place at a very high altitude. It's a timed event. Take us through that.
Well, it's a 100-mile, it's called the Leadville 100, and the disappointing part about it is it's 103.7 miles that you find out at the end, but it's at very high elevation. 10,200 feet is where you start. Then you turn around at like 12.6 and backtrack. It's iconic race. You get a buckle, this nice big gold buckle, belt buckle, if you do it in under 9 hours. And you still get, like, if you do it in under 12 hours, you get a real cool silver belt buckle. So it's just a kind of a bucket list thing that you know, most mountain bikers kind of strive to make it to and do one day.
And personal question for you, what's your body fat
now or when I did Leadville? There's about a 10% difference now than then. That was in 2011, okay. 12, and 13 when I did Leadville.
And what about that race? What are you seeing? Take us, you know, put us there.
You start very early. You're cold. You have, you know, a couple stops you can get food, but because of the elevation, it's just you got to keep your head in the game on it to finish. I know a lot of people who've gone out there and not finished.
Is it just struggling to breathe, or
you know, that elevation affects some people differently than others? There's a mandatory race meeting the night before, and the one thing that struck with me was there's 30% less oxygen here. So my whole thing was, even on the downhills, I was just breathing hard just to take oxygen in. I don't really have a lot of problem with elevation, but it gets people out there. But, you know, back to Arkansas, there's a series called the Arkansas Mountain Bike Championship Series, AMBCS. There's 9 to 11 or 12 races a year. They keep up points based on your age, your placing, how many people are in your race. And that's been going on for decades, and it's a big deal. And also NICA, the kids racing, is big, and it's so great to see kids riding bikes. I mean, it just warms your heart when you see a family, like I said, out at the Blue Mountain Trails. It was just so great to see these kids and just grinning from ear to ear, you know? And it's just like kids need that, I think, to ride bicycles and have fun, you know?
And, you know, we talk about kids being, you know, on screens and everything, but it seems like among, you know, a younger demographic, biking is really picking up, becoming more popular.
It is. When you build easy trails, and like Donnie was talking about north of Arkansas, it's here too. Central Arkansas's got great stuff, but they've proven up there, if you build it, they will come. And just, it's just great to get a screen out of a kid's face and get them on a bicycle and just watch them have fun. It's just so great when somebody comes in my shop and it's kids leaving and, you know, they're just smiling from ear to ear. It's awesome.
That's what we all did when we were kids growing up. That's all we knew.
That's what we did. Rode them all over town, didn't we, Dobby?
Darn right.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break here. And before we go any further, wear a helmet. I don't care what you're riding, wear a helmet.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a pause back after this.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. John M. Perkins grew up in Mississippi, a black man coming up under the Jim Crow rules. He was emotionally overwhelmed seeing his four-year-old son smiling beatifically as he sang about Jesus' love for the children of the world, and he started accompanying him to church. It was a revelation to see blacks and whites worshiping together, and from that moment, Perkins worked to lift people out of poverty and share with them the Word of God. As he recently passed away at the age of 95, many the world over paused to acknowledge a life well lived. As a coffee nut, I absolutely love Double B's Coffee. A state-of-the-art innovative process brings you a piping hot of Renoco goodness. You pick the bean, you pick the grind, and you pick what the finished product is. Double B's, where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Spring has sprung, and incredible deals are hatching at Guatney Buick GMC during their Spring Trade and Save sales event. This includes extraordinary savings on 2026 GMC Terrain front-wheel drive elevation, as low as $279 per month. Find a basket full of savings on GMC Sierra 1500 elevation crew cab with Turbo Max engine, up to 20% below MSRP. Buick deals so good you won't hear a peep out of the competition. New Encore GX at just $199 a month. Plus, the entire Buick lineup is available at just 0.9% during the Spring Trade and Save sales event. Call 501-945-4444. Come see your peeps at Guatney Buick GMC. 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Some vehicles require qualifying trade-in. All offers with approved credit. Sierra based on MSRP of $55,370. Terrain and Encore are low mileage leases. See dealer for details.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
To Rick Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Time to talk to Neil Atkinson with Sarah's Casino Resort. That didn't work very well, did it?
Try two.
Neil, are you there? 0-2. All right, we'll get him to call back. That's probably him there. All right, Brian, I'll let you run with it, and we'll get that squared away.
So, We've been talking about the growth of mountain biking and everything and people wanting to get involved. How do they get involved in Central Arkansas?
Keep going.
Again, you know, go to a local shop. And those folks in those stores are going to tell you where the good beginner trails are. You know, they're going to discourage you from going to the hard trails. You're going to get, you know, pointers from them. You know, we go and ride with them sometimes too, you know. And, you know, the river trail, there's several easy mountain bike trails right on the river trail. There's right on the North Little Rock side, one called the Pfeiffer Loop. Burns Park's got some real good easy mountain bike trails. Blue Mountain is awesome. It's always busy out there. Pinnacle Mountain, you know, there's easy and hard trails there, but it's really not that hard to get involved. And like Ray said earlier, you know, wear a helmet. You never need a helmet until there's an accident. So
we're doing some great things in mountain or biking, cycling in Central Arkansas. Is there any way that we can compete or, you know, rival what they're doing in Bentonville?
Well, you know, we don't have the elevation that they have up there and probably not the money that they're putting into it up there, but building the trails that we've got here in Central Arkansas, I mean, I hardly ever ride the same trail more than once or twice in a couple of weeks because mm-hmm. there's so many places to go, and there's just so much, and they're being taken care of, they're accessible. And you know, it's just we have so many. It's great. It really is.
When you're on a trail, I'm kind of thinking ahead of myself here, but, you know, when you see things like on YouTube and various reels and everything, and the camera compresses speed and everything like that, but what is a comfortable speed for somebody to take on a trail?
Well,
or a responsible speed, I would say.
Well, when you're riding, your speed's going to be 3 or 4 up to 18, 19, just depending on if you're going uphill or downhill. And, right. and the way that trail is it smooth and fast, or is it chunky and where you can't go fast? So, you know, if you average 9 to 11 miles an hour, I think for a lot of people, that's pretty fast on a mountain bike trail, and you know, around here, because you're going up and down. It's not like you're starting at the top of a hill and you're finishing at the bottom of a hill. You're doing it all.
So how many clubs do we have across the state?
Oh, I'd say 8 or 10, maybe more. There's a whole lot more road bike clubs, but most of those people. A whole lot of those people ride mountain bikes, is, you know, also. It's just easier, especially like in the wintertime. A lot of people will get on a mountain bike because you're going slower, you're in the woods, you're out of the wind, and you can stay in shape throughout the winter and come into the spring in a little bit better physical shape than if you didn't ride, you know.
Now, do you recommend still the pedal clips and all that, or have people gotten away from that some?
You know, we sell a whole lot more flats, which are just a good pedal you ride with, not necessarily a tennis shoe, but you could. But people do still clip in. I still clip in. I just find it's I've been doing it since 91, so it's hard to get away from it for me. But I'd say it's 50-50 still.
What's the advantage to the clip in?
Well, your foot never moves from where it needs to be because of the cleat holding it there. The shoes are stiffer, so you're when you're pushing down, it's and then also you get to pull. So it's just more efficient. It gives you a couple more horsepower.
Give us some do's and don'ts.
Do wear a helmet all the time. Don't ride when it's muddy. Respect the trail. Respect
don't ride above your ability.
Don't ride above your ability, yeah. Anybody can jump. It's the landing that always gets you. And that being said, you know, we have there's tons of trails at Pinnacle that have big jumps on them. And I know a lot of people who've ended up in the hospital. You know, anybody can jump. Anybody can jump. It's the landing that you got to be able to do.
And there are critters out there.
I rode today. I saw squirrels, raccoons, rabbits, all on the Pfeiffer Loop, right off the Big Dam Bridge.
You know, something that would kind of give me pause is that, you know, deer run out in front of cyclists too, and your reaction time and your margin of error there is awfully slim.
I've witnessed a person on the Arkansas River Trail in Burns Park. This has been years ago. Hit a deer and it knocked her down. I hit a cat back in the late 80s, and I went down. Today I know I hit this squirrel, but it didn't hurt me, you know. But
did you have a hunting license?
But yeah,
suddenly the conversation breaks down. You know, in the 80s, how would you say the mountain biking culture in the 80s is different now from then and in between? How has it evolved?
You know, I think it's more accepted that there were, you know, people that, oh, only hippies mountain bike, you know, just, but everybody's doing it now. It's such a...
older generation is riding a lot more people.
Did the X Games have something to do with that?
No, that's more BMX, freestyle. Yeah. I mean, that's more like, you know, intense, you know, jumps and things, which is not what most of people do here. You know, when they're mountain biking, they're out just riding through the woods and just enjoying, you know, themselves. And I often say the trees don't text. So I feel safer in the woods. So, and it's just peaceful. You're just buzzing through the woods at 8 or 15 miles an hour. It's just...
Road cycling has changed because it's not safe as it used to be.
Right.
Too many people on the phones, mm-hmm. not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I know they've got lanes for bicycles now everywhere, Little Rock everywhere. Doesn't matter. They still run you over. And I've been brushed a lot. Never been really hit hard, but I have been, you know, mirrored, punched a couple times, and, you know, just really close calls. But the safest place to ride are the trails they've designed for cycling, river trails.
It's amazing.
It's we have so much trails here, and the Walton Foundation has built a lot of these trails. The Millennium Trails are all done by the Walton Foundation also. But it's just not safe to put your kid on the road. And I get a lot of my friends say, I saw you on Chenal riding today, on Chenal at 5:30. Well, I'm an idiot. But I'm going to a ride. But there's a big 10-foot buffer of road shoulder I've got, but it's still not real smart.
Right. And then maintenance is one final thing. Is that how much maintenance goes into keeping a bike up?
It's not as much as people think, actually. You know, keeping your tires aired up is the number one maintenance thing. You know, and... if you do get your bike dirty, clean it. And then, you know, oil on the chain on a regular basis. But it's really, with today's bikes, there's not that much maintenance.
What chain lube do you recommend?
I'm a Tri-Flow guy, but we sell more Rock and Roll Gold than anything.
That's what I used also. It's good stuff. I don't know. My stuff tends to break down. I don't know why. You know, I'm a maintenance freak, but my stuff breaks no matter what it is.
I don't know what
quality equipment. Quality.
Yeah, there's
what
always
are you buying.
Yeah, you know, Ray and I have had times with quality equipment on the river too.
Lots of times.
How do people You know, do you have any web links, any resources where people that are interested can maybe look into and, you know, learn more?
There's a lot of them. BikeArkansas.com, ArkansasCycling.com. Most of the stores in town have their own website. It's not easy to get into cycling and find places to go. There's great apps for mountain bike trails that lets you find mountain bike trails you might not even know existed. But like here in town, even the whole river trail is on this mountain bike app. So it puts a little blue dot, just like Google Maps, you know, where you're at. So it's great. There's multiple of those apps as well.
And, you know, y'all are all very competitive. We were talking earlier about, you know, meeting each other, and it's a great way for people to get together, make new friends, kind of join a community, and stay in shape.
That's right.
But we're going to take a break here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We've been visiting with Richard Majacek and Donnie Van Patter, and we thank y'all for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're talking about canoeing the Mississippi River when we come back. You'll like that.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The results. Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern Roots. Serious results.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Hi, this is Joe Klein, former Razorback and owner of Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
And I'm Anthony Lucas, also a proud former Razorback and Corky's Barbecue regular customer.
We may represent different sports in different decades, but all generations of hogs agree.
Corky's is the only place to get the most delicious ribs and barbecue at a winning price.
So stop into Corky's now and every day for never-ending specials.
Corky's,
where the hogs come home, baby.
Corky's Ribs and Barbecue.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone, and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com, and book your TRT appointment today.
Fraud is on the rise and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Time now to talk with Neil Atkinson, Sarah's Casino Resort down in Pine Bluff. Neil, lots going on, a whole lot going on.
A lot going on. Coming off a great ending to a baseball game yesterday, and I think the ladies won their series against Texas, and we plan an SEC tournament starting on Wednesday. However, we'll have the games that start tomorrow on the site. As far as I know, I think we're the only book that's covering the SEC tournament, and we're covering all games of the SEC tournament this year. So we've done that. And NBA finals, I'll tell you what, not the finals, but the playoffs. We're in the conference semifinals right now. So I got the Sixers and the Knicks playing right now. They're late in the first quarter. You can still bet it in play. And then later on, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves at the San Antonio Spurs.
And you got NHL? A lot. I mean, it's a busy time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, NHL's going. It's not as popular in Arkansas as basketball is for some strange reason. But, but yeah, you got the Flyers playing the Hurricanes right now. Flyers are up 2-1. You can bet that one live. And then later on, you got the Anaheim Ducks versus the Vegas Golden Knights. And they're favored in that one at -160. So you've got that going on. And, hey, if you want football, go on down and go screw through the list. And we've got the United Football League. Saw a little uptick in betting on that one last weekend, too. So never stops at Bet Saracen.
Neil, appreciate you very much. And, folks, download the app, BetSaracen.com.
And we're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We've been talking some mountain biking. We're also, you know, springtime in the South is also water sports time. And a great time to get out on the streams and rivers. And some rivers you don't think about too much, but the Mississippi River is a recreational resource that has just been kind of developed by a fellow named John Risky down in Clarksdale, Mississippi. He used to be in Helena, West Helena, but we've had him on the show a time or two, and we're glad to welcome him back tonight. John Risky, welcome to Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Great to be with you, Ray. Is Brian with you today?
That was Brian's golden voice.
Okay, right on. Got it backwards.
It's good to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. We're in the middle of pretty thick run of trips. Been on the river almost every day for the past month, and it's going to continue that way all the way through June.
Tell us, you know, for people that haven't heard, you know, you on here before, tell us about what you do and how you came about to do it.
Well, I'm a Colorado mountain boy, and I came down the waters decades ago, back in the 1980s, and fell in love with the biggest river in North America and got infected with a disease I haven't been able to cure since then. And started building canoes in the 90s and taking people out on the big river for adventures into the giant islands and big channels and the thriving wild that you encounter out there in the fish in the waters and the birds in the skies. And it's one of the supreme locations in our country for getting close to nature.
So for somebody out there is going, is this man nuts? He's on the Mississippi River. What's going on here?
Well, why not? It's the biggest river in our country and probably the most storied. So my response is, why aren't you out there?
Yeah, you know, but people down in that part of the world, you know, there's just this people were kind of taught to fear the Mississippi. You fished on it and everything, but nobody ever thought about getting out there in a canoe. I did it with you one time, and it's something I'll never forget.
You mentioned the birds and the fish. What about the snakes?
Let John talk about that.
We see snakes, but they don't like the river too much. There's a big vertical change between the high water and the low water, and then back up again. And
good answer. Good answer.
Snakes don't like that kind of. So we don't see many of those.
John, people talk about a drought a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. It involved the Mississippi River. What are the water levels like over there?
Well, we never had high water this spring. And we finally climbed out of those low water levels. But, the thing is, it got commercial traffic had a hard time getting through. And the conditions for fishermen were difficult. But for a paddler, it never got too low. And actually, it never got too high either, with the big exception being the 2011 flood. If you know what you're doing, it's you'll be able to get out there and safely paddle the biggest river with some, it helps to have some good knowledge. And one of those places you can find that is on this website called the River Gator. It's a mile by mile description of the lower Mississippi River. And I created the website for paddlers to safely paddle the big river.
Now you take advantage of the sandbars, and there are plenty of those now. Am I right or wrong? You have camps for kids?
That's right. Yeah. Thanks for asking about that. The next one's coming up at the end of May. We're with the Lower Mississippi River Foundation, which is based in Helena. We'll be running girls' camp May 25th to the 28th. And Boys Camp, June 1st through the 4th, on the Big River. And that is for middle school and high school children, youth.
So when we talk about canoes, what size canoes are we talking about? I've seen pictures of wooden canoes that you used to make. I don't know if you still make those or not.
Yes, sir. 29-foot Voyager style. The same design that Joliet and Marquette used 350-plus years ago when they came down the Mississippi from the Great Lakes and went all the way down to the mouth of the Arkansas River and turned around and paddled back up. And we, of course, know about the mouth of the Arkansas. The Arkansas, the White, and the Mississippi, all together, they form the biggest river in between the Atlantic and the Pacific in the lower 48. And the Arkansas Encyclopedia says that. And we just got back a couple weeks ago from a trip down to that wild wonderland down there with a group of ecology students from Western Colorado University.
We're going to take a break here on Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. We're visiting with John Ruskey of Quapaw Canoe Company, Clarksdale, Mississippi. We're talking about canoeing the big river, the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. We'll be right back, talk about it a little bit more. Stay with us.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. It makes me sad to read the order that Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara signed to start the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Vietnam, only to have that order canceled when JFK was assassinated and Johnson immediately reversed the action. 58,000 Americans would die, effectively for nothing. My uncle was one of them. Lives were sacrificed. Families were destroyed, and for what cause, exactly? May God bless all of our Vietnam veterans and their families. Double B supports our troops and is thankful for their patronage. All 34 Double B stores over Arkansas appreciate what our soldiers and veterans mean, both to Arkansas and also to the nation. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Is your yard something you'd like to improve and make better? At Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, they bring precision and craftsmanship to every project, from drain work that protects your property to retaining walls, decks, and fencing built to last. They also install synthetic turf and custom flower beds for low maintenance, year-round beauty. One seam, done right the first time. Call 501-794-2770. That's 501-794-2770.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts, and much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
And we're back with Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors.
Go ahead, Brian.
And we're visiting with John Ruskey of Clarksdale, Mississippi, owner of Quapaw Canoe Company. Makes his bones doing canoe trips on the Mississippi River. And we're going to, hey, John, we're going to take a little call here from somebody in your neck of the woods. This is Chris from, Chris from Clarksdale.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, John, this is Chris Ferrassi, nurse practitioner from Clarksdale.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Can y'all hear me?
What a coincidence.
Yeah, man. Look, Ray, let me tell y'all something. My dad and I fished the Mississippi River for 25 years bass fishing up and down that river. There ain't a whole lot of people I'd let take my family out on that river, but John Ruskey, I'd let anybody in my family go out there on that river with him.
He loves it. I do know that. He loves the river.
Yeah, man. He knows what he's doing. He's going to take everybody and have a good time, but most of all, he's going to keep them safe.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And he does. John's been at it a long time. Well, Chris, thank you for calling.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, man. Thank
you
all.
You bet. You take care. All right. And, John, you know, safety is a big thing. You know, I went with you one time. I had my kids, too, and I had my my Buffalo canoe, about a 16-footer. And I remember getting out, had them low in the boat, and you had the those great big wooden things that you've got, and you had those loaded up with people. But I never forget the sensation of that current, you know, pulling me out to the center of the river and just the way the boat flexed sideways, you know, pitching and yawing, but the actual body of the boat was just flexing like the river was trying to tear it apart. And it was one of the most intimidating things I think I've ever experienced.
What a powerful, it looks calm sometimes when you're looking at it from the bank, but she is a powerful lady. We call her the queen. She's the queen.
John, if I go to your website, what am I going to find?
Well, you'll find a calendar, and that's an important thing to go to. Pick out the dates that work for you, and then fill out the... we have a simple form for help you create a day trip or an overnight or a multi-day trip. We've gone down to the Gulf of Mexico in the past year with a group of gals from Minnesota. And Ernest and Robert Herndon, the book author, Ernest Herndon, we had him out. And a group of gals from Lafayette, Louisiana. We just got back from a trip with them. And we got a group of gals, nurses, that come every year. And they're some of our longest-running clients. They've been doing it for over 20 years, maybe 25 years, and they come to the Mississippi and they go to Alaska. And we just picked them up from a 5-day trip that they did.
What have you learned in the time since you started up to now? What has the river taught you most, and how are you, for lack of a better word, how are you better at it now than how you were when you started?
Well, when I started, it was with a single Grumman canoe, a 17.5-footer that I found in the classifieds in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Great place to find stuff.
And it was a great deal, $250 for a complete outfit of used Grumman. I still have the same canoe. It's called the Water Pony. And I quickly discovered that I'm not going to... do much good raising my daughter with one canoe and one person at a time as far as business goes, you know. So when the Colorado school called me and asked to launch with 20 of their students, middle school students, I did my research and found a canoe builder up on the shores of Lake Michigan, Ralph Fries. Is his name, and he mentored me through the process of building a Voyager-style canoe, which we build today. So that was a big learning lesson. You can't do it in a small canoe, and you can't do it alone. I started an apprenticeship program to teach young men and women from this region to do the same thing and help me run the business. You know, one interesting thing that I never thought about was how are you going to get a big canoe in the water? I used to have a 1956 two-ton Chevy Apache, 1956, and we used to turn the big canoe upside down and drive it to the river on these big 4x4 racks that I built for that purpose. Everyone rode on top of the gear in the back of the truck out to the river in 1998. That was how I started doing our shuttles. And I quickly discovered, watching the fishermen for bringing their big boats in and out of the water on those nice trailers.
John Rusky?
Oh.
We've run out of time here. Always very interesting to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Folks, look him up. Quapaw Canoe Company, Clarksdale, Mississippi. Look him up on the internet, and you will be amazed at what you find. John, best of luck to you. Appreciate you.
Great to talk to you, Brian, Ray.
All right. Take care. Be safe out there.
All right.